bad. Now can you please stand for the call to worship? Beloved, the Savior calls to you. Will you follow? Christ's call persists through the clouds of doubt, fear, and worry that descends upon our path. Will you follow? Beloved, receive this good news. You are not alone. Today we answer Christ's call together. Please remain standing for our opening hymn, 314 in the Garden. You may be seated. Please join me for the opening prayer printed in our bulletins. God of wonder, your wisdom is unfathomable, as the deep and alluring as the night sky. When all seems lost, call us from the wreckage of our lives. Grant us the ability and the will to hear your call, and bless us with grace to embrace for the promised salvation. Help us face our fears, that we might remain sure-footed on our journey of faith. Will the adults please come forward for the adults' moment?
Can you guys give me some examples of what you guys do for the church?
Liturgist.
What else do you think you can do for the church?
Come to Sunday school?
Like volunteer for just things around the church. Yeah, you guys.
Today is Coins for Mission Sunday. Coins will be going through the following ministries, supported by the Faith Community Method Mission and the Outreach Team, Bridges of Hope, Fish Pantry, and Family Promise. We're going to pray. Thank you, Lord, for all of the ways the people in and out of church help others. And please guide us to find more ways to help others. Amen.
Okay, we have candy for you guys. We got some of the Hershey Kisses, so we need you guys to take one and then give one to someone that you guys sit next by. Here are the buckets for you guys to pass.
Prayer hymn this morning is number 378, Amazing Grace.
Let us pray. O Lord, forgive us when we fail to respond to your call with faith. Through your Spirit, we rest in the assurance of your acceptance. Forgive us when we are shackled by our narrow understandings of discipleship and our clouded sense of purpose. Through your Spirit, we are drawn into the aura of your empowering love. Forgive us when we are frightened of the future or pull back from the demanding of your calling. Forgive us when we fail to sense your presence in our past, to acknowledge your grace in the present, and to trust you for our future. Through your Spirit, we offer ourselves in discipleship. We come together as your disciples. We seek renewed and renewing faith. Touch us now with your Spirit, Lord. Touch us now with your Spirit. As we pray the prayer Jesus taught the disciples, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us those days our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sinned against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
All we have is from God. How shall we respond? Will the ushers please come forward?
Please join me in the prayer of dedication.
With hearts full of love, may our spirits sing your praise as we bring our offering before you this day. Bless us our gifts that we may bring your holy presence where it is needed most in your world. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
You may be seated.
The scripture reading for today is 1 Corinthians 15, 1-11. Brothers and sisters, I want to call your attention to the good news that I preached to you, which you also received and in which you stand. You are being saved through it if you hold on to the message I preached to you. Unless somehow you believed it for nothing, I passed on to you as most important what I also received. Christ died for our sins in line with the scriptures. He was buried and he rose on the third day in line with the scriptures.
He appeared to Cephas, then to the 12, and then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at once. Most of them are still alive to this day, though some have died. Then appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me, as if I were born at the wrong time.
I am the least important apostle. I don't deserve to be called an apostle because I harass God's church. I am what I am by God's grace, and God's grace hasn't been for nothing. In fact, I have worked harder than all of the others. That is, it wasn't me, but the grace of God that is with me. So then, whether you heard the message from me or them, it is what you've preached, and this is what we have believed. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Amen. Today's verse was from the first letter of Paul to the Church of Corinth. Our class has been learning about the affirmations of faith. We learned that part of every affirmation is that Jesus lived, was crucified, died, was buried, and then rose from the grave, and even met with the people, and he amazed them. We are reminded of that whenever we see the cross. That's why you see the cross on this slide. And once we believe that amazing truth, we might ask ourselves, what's next? What should I do now? Is believing that one simple fact about Jesus' resurrection enough? And that is why there is a question mark as the shadow of the cross. What do we do with that simple truth? We, our class, find the answer here. From you, our church, the church. So what do we learn when we observe you, our church?
We've learned that our church has a budget. One of the line items is simply benevolence. It is the name of one of our church committees. It is also a word defined as the disposition to do good, or it can be an act of kindness. We learn that people show up at our church often, people in need, and that we help them from the benevolence fund. We also direct them to more help. We'll talk about that later. So benevolence, a line item in our budget, and we are told that there is never enough, so we try to do more. This is our church. There are many charities out there that feed the poor. So every year, the faith community, United Methodist Church Men of Faith, plant a garden and harvest at least 2,000 pounds of vegetables. During the harvest each week, the vegetables are delivered to Bridges of Hope, the Fish Pantry, and other Xenia charities by volunteers. There are never enough volunteers, so please watch our announcements and faith links for a chance for you and your family to participate in sowing, weeding, tilling, and harvesting food for the poor. That's what I've learned about our church. It volunteers.
Our church is like any community. People need prayer. People need encouragement. So Stephen Ministry comforts the church and community by equipping trained lay caregivers to provide one-on-one, Christ-centered support to individuals facing life's challenges, such as grief, illness, divorce, or other crises. Through confidential, compassionate listening and prayer, Stephen ministers extend the church's pastoral care, ensuring no one struggles alone. Please consider becoming a Stephen Ministry volunteer. This is what I've learned about our church. It comforts. The Mary and Martha is inspired by the biblical sisters Mary and Martha that encourages a blend of devotion, Mary's contemplative spirit, and service, Martha's active hospitality. It strengthens the church by encouraging spiritual growth through Bible studies, prayer groups, and discipleship, by providing hands-on service such as meal deliveries, event hospitality, and outreach to those in need, and by building up relationships among members through fellowship, mentorship, and mutual support. By embracing both worship and service, A Mary and Martha ministry helps the church thrive as a loving, Christ-centered community. This is what I've learned about our church. It serves and learns.
Have you been here on Wednesday nights? You will hear the bells, the choir, and the organ rehearsals that enrich the life of the church by deepening worship, fostering community, and glorifying God through song. The choir leads congregational singing and offers powerful anthems that inspire faith. Handbells add a unique, joyful dimension to the worship, engaging musicians of all ages in a collective expression of praise. The organ, with its rich, resonant sound, connects worshipers to the church's sacred traditions. Together, these musical elements create a worshipful atmosphere, encourage participation, and bring beauty and reverence to the services, strengthening both the spiritual life and fellowship of the congregation. This is what I've learned about our church. It loves to praise through music. Volunteering as a liturgist, usher, greeter, or in communion services enhances the worship experience by fostering hospitality, engagement, and in reverence in the church. Greeters offer a warm welcome, creating a sense of belonging for the members and visitors. Ushers assist with seating, collect offerings, and ensure a smooth flow of service, allowing for a distraction-free worship experience. The liturgists enrich the service by leading scripture readings and prayers, guiding the congregation in worship. Communion servers play a sacred role in sharing the Lord's Supper, deepening the spiritual connection of all participants. Hospitality volunteers feed us snacks each Sunday. These roles strengthen the church as a welcoming, worshipful community. This is another thing I've learned about our church. We participate in our worship.
Our Vacation Bible School, or VBS, program transforms both our church and our neighborhood by planting seeds of faith in young hearts. It provides a fun, engaging neighborhood by creates a fun, engaging, safe environment where children learn about God's love through Bible stories, music, crafts, and fellowship. VBS strengthens church unity as volunteers of all ages work together in ministry. It also serves as outreach, welcoming families who may not regularly attend church and fostering lasting relationships. Through Vacation Bible School, the church becomes a beacon of Christ's love, shaping future generations in faith. Our class has been blessed to be able to help in this annual church event. A Christmas gift tree, where church members draw names of those in need, fosters a spirit of generosity, unity, and Christ-like love within the congregation. It transforms giving into a personal act of kindness, reminding members of the joy of selflessness. The initiative deepens faith as participants experience the blessing of serving others. It also cultivates gratitude, reinforcing the true meaning of Christmas. Ultimately, the gift tree becomes a powerful ministry, spreading hope, joy, and God's love throughout the community and throughout the church and beyond. Just another thing I've learned from the members of our church. You're so giving.
There's a little gray tub by the coat rack where you can leave a love package. Love Packages is a non-denominational, non-for-profit ministry that equips pastors and teachers all over the world with free Bibles and Christian literature. Everything we send is donated from individuals, ministries, and publishers in the U.S. Do you have some Christian literature at home that you would like to feed into someone else's faith? Bring it to church. We'll take it from there. Just one more thing I've learned about our church. You share your faith. Have you ever been here on a Thursday morning? You will find volunteers working on prayer shawls. A prayer shawl ministry strengthens the church by fostering a sense of community, compassion, and faith in action. Volunteers prayerfully knit or crochet shawls, infusing each stitch with a prayer for the recipient. These shawls are given to those in need, whether facing illnesses, grief, or hardship, serving as tangible reminders of God's love and the church's care. The ministry unites participants in fellowship, deepening their faith as they intercede for others. It also extends the church's outreach beyond its walls, offering a comfort to hope and hope to the community, while demonstrating Christ's love in a practical and heartfelt way. This is another thing I've learned about our church. We are a praying church.
Some evenings and afternoons, you may hear balls bouncing around the community center. Our church donates facility space for volleyball and basketball practices and tournaments, which allows the church to serve as a safe place of inclusivity, community, and encouragement. This outreach demonstrates Christ's love through hospitality, breaking down barriers, and promoting physical, emotional, and social well-being. We have the space, and we share it. I learned this about our church. It is a safe place for everyone. Have you been at the church on Monday nights? When our church donates space for Boy Scout and Girl Scout programs, it fosters leadership, service, and moral development in youth while strengthening church-community relationships. Scouts learn values like honesty, responsibility, and respect, aligning with the church's mission to build strong character and faith-based principles. It provides families with a welcoming place to gather, fostering deeper connections. By supporting the Scouts, the church invests in future leaders, promotes civic responsibility, and demonstrates its commitment to mentorship, outreach, and community engagement. Did you know this?
Each year, you might see kids being fitted for new shoes. Then later, some of those same kids picking up brand new shoes, along with a pair or two of socks. Many children suffer from discomfort, poor health, and low self-esteem issues due to ill-fitting or worn-out footwear. By hosting this outreach, the church demonstrates Christ's love in action, meeting a tangible need while fostering compassion and generosity among the members. The event strengthens community relationships, offers an opportunity for evangelism, and creates a welcoming environment for the families in need. Just another thing I learned about our church. It helps clothe the needy. Weekly, our church members mentor for Shawnee school youth. When church members volunteer to mentor grade school kids for just 1 hour per week, they make a lasting impact on both the children and the community. Mentors provide guidance, encouragement, and stability, helping students grow in confidence, academic success, and character. This outreach strengthens community bonds, demonstrating the church's commitment to serving others with Christ's love. By offering support and positive role models, the church helps shape stronger, more hopeful futures for the children and their families. Have I left anything out so far? We've probably left a few things out. But right now, would you guys give yourself a hand for being the church? You are teaching us as youth so much by the way you give your time and your talents.
Wait a minute, there's more. Our church gives money, too. Every year, the Faith Community United Methodist Church Men of Faith and volunteers conduct a garage sale for the community. All the proceeds are donated to Xenia area charities. Each year, nearly $5,000 is raised and given to multiple organizations, such as the following. Emerge. Emerge empowers individuals seeking recovery and those aging out of foster care to rebuild their lives through transformational and vocational pathways. They offer outpatient clinical services, men's recovery housing, and a men's substance use disorder residential program. Additionally, Emerge partners with the Trades Institute to provide certified courses in HVAC, plumbing, and business technology, equipping participants with valuable skills for today's job market.
Bridge of Hope operates a shelter providing overnight accommodations for individuals needing a temporary place to stay. They offer safe shelter, hot meals, and access to resources aimed at helping guests transition to stable housing. The organization also runs a day hub, empowering guests to thrive through various support services. We help them by donating money and vegetables from our garden. Four Paws for Ability enriches the lives of people with disability by training and placing quality task-trained service dogs. They work with children and veterans, enhancing their independence and quality of life through the assistance of service dogs.
Her Story bridges the gap in services for women, their families, and the community in recovery and substance use treatment. They offer programs such as Recovery Beginnings, Safe Harbor, Recovery Living, and Recovery Connections, providing comprehensive support to women on their journey to freedom from addiction. Jeremiah Tree offers a residential, full-time, life-intensive program that guides men towards transformation through the power of Christ. Their primary recovery center, the Home Place, provides gospel-centered life instruction in a drug and alcohol-free environment. Over a 9 to 12-month period, staff members work closely with residents, fostering meaningful relationships and demonstrating the fulfilling life that faith in Christ promises. This approach significantly contributes to the long-term success of program graduates.
The Living Well Clinic provides free medical care to uninsured and underinsured individuals in the community. Their services include primary care, chronic disease management, and health education, aiming to improve the overall community health and well-being. Donnellian Shelter assists Greene County families facing housing emergencies. The facility offers emergency residency for up to 30 days, during which a trained case manager helps families resolve issues leading to homelessness. Additionally, the shelter provides transitional residency in a 7-unit apartment facility for low-income families, requiring extended stays of up to 6 months.
The Cleft, which provides a safe place for students to meet, is a Christian charity that helps build up and youth and create lasting relationships. This is another charity we support from the garage sale. Donations of money and vegetables from our garden help the fish pantry to alleviate hunger and need within the Greene County by acquiring and distributing food and care items to those in need. Unconditional love for our fellow man is the value at the core of the mission of fish. Unconditional love or charity will always bring about good. It never fails.
Family Promises is dedicated to helping homelessness and low-income families achieve sustainable independence. They provide shelter, meals, comprehensive support services, including case management and assistance in finding permanent housing. We have learned so much about all the different organizations who exist to help those in need a hand up.
The United Methodist Committee of Relief, or UMCOR, is a humanitarian organization that helps alleviate human suffering. Originally founded in 1940 in response to displaced and vulnerable populations in the wake of World War II, UMCOR assists the most vulnerable people affected by crises or chronic disease without regard to their race, religion, or status. UMCOR's work is carried out by providing relief and assistance in response to natural and human-made disasters, and supporting programs in the areas of migration, health, food security, and environmental sustainability.
This is where we all started, at the cross. We pray for God's guidance as we join you. So these are many of the things we are learning about our church. Knowing that Christ died for us makes it so easy for us to be in the hands and the feet of Christ. Here at Faith Community United Methodist Church, so, God bless you hard workers who have taught us so much. We are so proud of you. Amen.
Now please stand for our closing hymn, number 176, Majesty.
Thank you.
God is our strength.
Receive it.
Christ is our hope.
Embrace it.
The Spirit is our joy.
Share it.
Go in peace.